Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. We have a full room with us right here of Chamber of Commerce officials here. We have Director of Economic Development Trent Armbrust, Military Community Liaison Janet Nichols, and Director of Membership Sharla Meisenheimer. So we sort of teased it before the break that we were going to get into a little bit of talk about your organizations, but before that, we're going to get into some updates regarding Aggieville and the North Campus Corridor.
And last week was a design charrette for Aggieville. It was a three-day effort where a design team came in and they spent time getting community feedback and then going to work and drawing, making sketches and drawings of concepts for Aggieville. It was a great process. We had a lot of participation. I know the Wednesday night event had 90 people at it from the community to provide their input. And there was a lot of excitement about moving Aggieville forward. And really that vision of Aggieville being denser, so higher buildings, not along Morrow, but in other areas around Aggieville, but also transforming Aggieville into an entertainment district, but also a true business district. And some of those areas that we can help propel that vision with is the public spaces. And that's really was the focus of the design charrette, is that public space. So the streets, parking, Triangle Park, those areas. There were some really interesting concepts that came out. The discussion was about, do you close Morrow or do you keep it open? The preference was you keep it open, but maybe have bollards in the ground that come up and close off Morrow and make it a pedestrian area at certain times of the week or for special events or like Friday nights only or something like that. Talked about traffic flow on the streets, talked about parking on the streets, and then also talked about green space in Aggieville. How do we make Aggieville more attractive through the public space? And one of the concepts that came out was looking at closing all or a portion of 12th Street going through Aggieville. You look at Triangle Park, it's a little disconnected from the district. You know, it's off in the corner. And how do you make that a more usable space, an area that draws more attention? So, you know, how do you put in the entertainment, the electricity, things like that to make that park have the amenities so it has more programming and more functionality? And then also the parking garage, which is really the big issue in Aggieville, is parking and how to move that project forward. You know, we have some exciting new developments as far as the hotel is going to go up in Aggieville. Also, it's been announced that the new building will be built at 14th and Laramie. People can see the houses going down right now. You know, those type of those private investments, along with the public investment, just as we saw in downtown, are really what make the magic happen. And so we're really excited about the momentum that's happening in Aggieville, the concepts that came out, and now the City Commission needs to wrestle with those issues and start to move forward. And really the next step is the creation of the TIF district, which is tax increment financing, which provides the money to pay for all these improvements we're talking about. And also creating the priority list of, we're going to have more wants than we do money, so how do we prioritize what public improvements we do in Aggieville?
I remember there was a little bit of discussion about potentially maybe a TV screen going up or like a screen for projections going up there at the Triangle Park there. Is that still something on the table, or is
there? All those concepts are on the table of how do you enhance the usability of Aggieville and Triangle Park.
And then regarding the parking situation, that's always a big topic with Aggieville, and people are concerned about parking. And that hotel there is supposedly going to be eliminating some amount of parking, about 40 or so spots.
Correct.
But in the meantime, there is going to be some, well, once the hotel's actually up, there's going to be a little bit of mitigation there in that hotel.
Yeah, the hotel has agreed to continue to work with the city on ways to find public parking at times in their hotel parking lot. And so we appreciate that effort. Also, Aggieville has changed some of their parking management strategies, which helps churn the parking stalls. And so instead of people camping there all day long and customers not being able to have those parking spaces, is parking management has helped with that, some of the parking issues. And then again, we're going to go through a little bit of pain to get to really the ultimate goal, which is those parking garages that will allow hundreds of people to park in Aggieville in a single location and then walk to the business that they want to be a patron at.
And this might be more of a city thing on this line, but is there any new timeline regarding that parking structure? Is that still more just waiting for city to keep moving on that?
In the next few months, that timeline is going to become more definite. Again, that TIF district is really an important piece of that because the TIF money is what pays for the parking garage. And so the faster we can move on that and then set those timelines up for construction, and those concepts will come out in the next few months.
And I had someone raise a concern to me. They said, well, I'm from LA as well. I'd probably talk about this too much. But we can't get free parking anywhere. And some people rose concerns about, or more of a suggestion, they said they should meter. They're talking about maybe metering, putting meters out there. Do you think that's anything that would really have any traction around here, having a metered parking lot?
You know, meters have been discussed off and on in years. We've had meters. We've ripped them out. We've put meters. You know, right now, we don't have the meters. We are looking at other communities and how they manage their parking. And again, that's part of the parking management strategy, is going to meters and paying at the parking garage. But all that hasn't been settled yet, and that's part of what the discussion is and getting that public input. Also looking how technology has changed the use of parking meters and parking structures to make it easier for people to use those assets.
And regarding the North Campus Corridor, any updates regarding what's going on around there?
Yeah, North Campus Corridor continues to make progress. They're in design, or will be in design, for a few of the intersections. And the city continues to make really strong efforts about finding outside funding sources to help with that improvement, as well as dealing and having discussions with all the local stakeholders along that corridor. Really excited that the 1880, which is the second building of the Foundation Office Park, is open now. And again, that's that private sector investment along that public sector investment that we're talking about in the North Campus Corridor. Also, you have the new athletics master plan that came out. Clearly, the North Campus Corridor impacts K-State athletics, and so we look at that whole corridor, continue to improve in the investment that happens along there. You know, we looked at that corridor when we started this. If you take NBAF and K-State athletics and all that, you're about $1.5 billion of construction in a 10-year period on that corridor. And so now this corridor is going to come forward and bring the public infrastructure up as far as serviceability, but also set a hard edge for campus. And it's also the gate to Kansas State University. So we need to make sure that that image, and when people come here, they have a great experience on that North Campus Corridor edge. And then also we have to be able to attract companies that want to be next to campus. And we do have those companies. Our pipeline is very strong. We have a company in town next week. They're like, we want to be next to campus. We want to have access to students. And that's where the North Campus Corridor also comes in. It helps us with business recruitment and talent recruitment. People want to be in an area that has that type of viability, but also is aesthetically pleasing.
And you mentioned that business that you're looking at. You probably can't mention the name just now, as you know that I'm not sure how that the process with that works. But do you know, could you say what type of company that is? Is it more like a science-leaning company, considering it might be near campus?
Yeah, science-leaning.
Okay. And because I was at the recent NBAF tour with Christian Nielsen and a number of representatives from around the area, and President Myers was also there, and he talked about NBAF possibly being able to attract a number of private science industries that or science industry type businesses that would come in and sort of thrive and collaborate with NBAF and the university.
NBAF is a great asset for the community in Manhattan and ties in with K-State well. Really, we look at K-State and NBAF together and look at how different science-based companies want to interact with the university, and realizing that the asset of NBAF is there with it. So NBAF is definitely helping us attract, or at least helping us recruit companies, because they're like, you know, if NBAF's in Manhattan, Kansas, maybe I should be too. And so that's where NBAF has been really strong for us. And there's just so much going on at the university that companies want to be part of. And then also a lot of companies want to be here because of workforce.
And just a couple minutes before we take a break, just a reminder, we're talking here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Director of Economic Development Trent Armbrust, also in studio Military Community Liaison Janet Nichols, and Director of Membership Charlotte Meisenheimer. I'm probably going to backtrack a little bit here before we take our break, but I know that there were some discussions on special events with alcohol in Aggieville, possibly changing the way those boundaries work with beer gardens. How do you think that would work out business-wise? Do you think it would be a positive boon for the businesses in the area there?
Yeah, I think as we enhance our ability to host events in Manhattan, that again, that's a quality of life issue for workforce, but also for our visitors and what's their experience while they're in Manhattan. It's a delicate situation as far as the liabilities go between the businesses and the event holder, and I really appreciate the work that the city staff has done and the city commission is doing to try to make this, to do this right, so that we can have these events and be in those public spaces, city streets, sidewalks, and really enhance what we can host in Manhattan.
All right. And I think it's time for our next break. When we come back, we'll probably talk a little bit about the military community or Military Relations Committee here with Military Community Liaison Janet Nichols. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Is that a new hole in the wall? How did the kids do that?
I have no place to put these groceries.
Our space is closing in on us. I think it's time for a bigger house.
Yeah, no. There's no way we could make that work. But we could finish the basement and remodel the kitchen.